It's a very pleasant summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running right around 80 degrees, which is seasonable for this time of year, but our dew points are way down. Dew point temperatures are running generally in the 50s this afternoon, which means that the humidity levels are quite low, especially given the time of year. As our next disturbance approaches tonight into tomorrow, the humidity levels will increase once again, as will the chances for wet weather. So some rainfall is in our forecast for tonight, especially after midnight, into the day tomorrow. And then for the weekend, a shower or two may linger on Saturday, but it looks to be generally dry both Saturday and Sunday. And an early look to the partial solar eclipse in our area on Monday looks to bring good viewing conditions. So that's certainly good news. Wheeling it back to right now, we're looking at a disturbance approaching from the west. It's a warm front that will come into our area tonight. So clouds will increase. It looks to stay generally dry through the evening hours. And then after midnight, we'll have the chance for some showers and possibly some thunderstorms. It will turn more humid overnight as temperatures fall back generally into the upper 50s and low 60s across the region. Moving into the day tomorrow, that warm front continues to come through. So we'll see the humidity levels continue to increase as the day moves along. And with that front nearby, we have the chance for some showers and thunderstorms from time to time. Doesn't look like it'll be a complete washout tomorrow, but rain will threaten at all times through the daylight hours tomorrow. By Saturday, the cold front will be coming through the area during the morning. So there may still be a couple of lingering showers that may pop up at times on Saturday, but it looks to stay generally dry, and Sunday looks to stay warm and a little bit less humid as well. A quick check on the tropics with Gert, which is racing off into the North Atlantic, and that will become a major ocean threat, but that's about it. And then farther south through the Caribbean, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring three systems for potential development. Those are still way out in the ocean, so we have plenty of time to monitor that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, humid with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, showers and storms developing mainly after midnight, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, humid with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance for a few passing showers and storms, but otherwise dry, muggy, high 78 to 86, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, warm and dry, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.